It was soon after the Second World War started, and our mother used to belong to the Red Cross in Renmark, South Australia, beforehand, in the 1914-18 war. And so she was Red Cross minded. She and some of the local ladies decided that they wanted to do something to help. We contacted the Albury office and they recommended it would become a sub-branch of them for some time. We used to help with the sewing pyjamas and shirts and things like that. A few of us members decided we were probably capable of running our own branch, so that's why we became a full branch. But we've been doing that ever since.
Have you been involved in the blood donation service?
Oh, a long time ago. I used to be a blood donor, but my health didn't allow me to continue, unfortunately. I was doing that for a few years, so I'm not really involved in the blood donations now. They don't want your blood when you've got other troubles.
My name is Christine Edgar. I'm the collections officer at the Library Museum.
Christine, you were talking about some of the interesting items in the exhibition here. Can you take us through some of them?
Yes, we have a couple of cake tins from World War II. They were encouraged to make fruit cake as it was it stayed moist for a long time and was long lasting and was easy to transport. And the cakes were actually made in the tins that you can see on display, and then they were sent overseas. There's also a cigarette lighter from World War II that was provided by the Red Cross. They provided a lot of cigarettes for both World Wars, and the men of Albury were called upon to give up their cigarettes and their cigars and to hand them into the Red Cross during World War I. Apparently about 8 million cigarettes were sent overseas during World War I for the soldiers. Seems like just about everybody smoked back then. Also on display is a minute book from one of the branches, and that gives a record of the amount of clothing and different comforts that they were collecting for the soldiers. So it shows you that the tally that they sent off.
There are a couple of large photos that are very prominent in the exhibition as well. What are they focusing on? Mm-hmm.
The backdrop photo in the display case was taken on the 2nd of July 1918. And on that day, there was a march for freedom through Albury, which was a recruiting march. The Albury Town Band was supposed to play at the march to drum up the patriotic fervour of the crowd. A bit of communication problem. They all assembled to march off at around 3 o'clock, but the march had already left. Lots of accusations backwards and forwards, lots of letters to the editor in the paper, in the Border Mail, and lots of accusations about the mayor, and he was very critical of the band, and the band actually all resigned, and they would only come back and form the band again if the mayor resigned as the president of the town band. It all worked out in the end, but at the time, for several weeks, there were many letters and articles in the newspaper about the parade and the lack of the band being there.